Some selection from Sibelius's Pelias and Melisande. That was the Iceland Symphony Orchestra and Petri Sakari directing.
Rosemary Brown was elected to the provincial legislature of British Columbia in 1972, becoming the first black woman in Canadian history to be a member of the Canadian parliamentary body. Rosemary served in the BC legislature until 1986, when she became a professor in women's studies at Simon Fraser University. A determined feminist, Miss Brown worked throughout her life to promote equality and human rights. Rosemary's dedicated community service won her a multitude of honors, including selection as an officer of the Order of Canada.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
And yes, you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I think it's time right now just for a little waking up call of a little opera.
Lift it, to try.
the beautiful vocalist of Kiri Takanawa. That was music from Handel Samson. She was joined by the members of the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir and the English Chamber Orchestra with Barry Rose. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to continue with some oboe music. Now, Robert Blum was a legendary oboist and composer, having performed as a solo oboist and English horn player with lots of incredibly celebrated orchestras, including the Philadelphia Orchestra, the Rochester Philharmonic, and the NBC Symphony, working with the likes of the incomparable Stokowski and Toscanini. As well as being inspired teachers, his students ended up in the top orchestras of the world, and he was also a prolific composer as well. Now, he sensed the lack of contemporary oboe music at the time, and so he wrote his Requiem for Oboe and Strings in a neo-romantic style. We're going to hear a beautiful performance of it this morning by Humbert Lucarelli. He's joined by the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra with Michael Barrett conducting.
Thank you.
Oboist Humbert Lucarelli, joined by the members of the Brooklyn Philharmonic Orchestra, and that was Robert Blum's Requiem for Oboe and Strings.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, this next artist has accomplished and created an incredible solo career. One of the first solo percussionists to emerge back, yes, I know, in the 20th century. She performs hundreds of concerts a year and definitely demonstrates that the power of music flows through all parts of your body, not only the ears. She has been profoundly deaf since the age of 12 and performs in bare feet in order to feel the music better. She has 15 honorary doctorates and has collaborated with people from Bjork to Bobby McFerrin. Here is Dame Evelyn Glennie as a champion of percussion with some selection from James McMillan, Veni, Veni, Emmanuel.